Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
I was calling because my grandson had ordered something. I think he was saying something about an iPad or something, but this was on the 24th February, I believe. At least that's what I'm seeing. Y'all had took money out of my account.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find out what this is.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
27576.
And you stated that it's 27576, correct?
That's correct.
Can you state a first and a last name?
Christy Watson.
One moment. Yes, ma'am. I do see an account here listed. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your mailing address?
It's 1005 West Walnut Street, Selma, North Carolina, 27576.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that they have an account here listed. Calling in previously regarding the purchase, signing up for the electronic device.
Yeah, but I don't see it because this right here, I know what I'm seeing on my bank statement. This right here is saying Easy Garden. What does that have to do with an iPad?
So this is a third-party customer service call center representing several different companies. It could be listed under a different campaign name.
Okay, because I know they was telling me I had 14 days to call and cancel something. So is this supposed to be a constant charge on my account?
They told you that they informed you that you have 14 days to call and cancel.
So that's why I was trying to figure out what was this if I had 14 days because I didn't know it was something that you signed up for.
Yes. So as I take a look here, I do see that the postage is paid prior to signing up so that you can receive that item. And with signing up for the free gift, they provide you with a subscription once your trial ends if you would like to continue with that store that sponsors various items, the gadget store.
Yeah, because I haven't heard. I know I asked him. He said he haven't heard anything about an iPad Pro. I don't know if this when he's supposed to get it is nothing because he told me he used my email address, and I don't see anything in my email address regarding the iPad Pro. Or that we even paid for one.
Yes, ma'am. Your email address they have here, ChristyWatson47@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm not sure why you haven't received an order confirmation email, but it does show here that the status was approved.
Yeah, so when is he supposed to get it?
Yes, ma'am. So, I know that the shipping can take about 7 to 10 business days. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but they don't send you no confirmation or nothing, letting you know the status of it.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I stated I'm not sure why you haven't received one. The email address that we have listed on file, you confirmed with me that it was indeed correct. So you should have received an order confirmation email. Have you checked your junk or your spam folder?
Yes, I checked all of that. And that's why I went back to my bank statement to see what y'all was listed up under. But I don't want to have that subscription because it ain't no telling. I be done forgot when I hung up with you and they be done charged my card again. And I don't know how much they may charge this time.
Yes, ma'am. So I do understand that you're not further interested with the subscription. I am able to go ahead and get the subscription canceled before the trial comes to an end, and I'll be right with you to further assist you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and successfully get that subscription canceled here with us as of today. Would you like to be provided with the confirmation number?
No. Will they send it to my email or?
Yes, ma'am. You will receive an order cancellation confirmation email.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for contacting customer service.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day.
Me too.